This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House has issued a statement that U.S. President Donald Trump early Thursday signed a stopgap funding bill Thursday that would keep the federal government open through December 11th. The legislation would maintain funding at current levels for most programs, avoiding the government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic just weeks ahead of the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. The Trump administration said on Wednesday that it intends to allow only 15,000 refugees to resettle in the United States in the 2021 fiscal year, setting another record low in the history of the modern refugee program. The State Department said that the proposal reflected the Trump administration's prioritizing of the safety and well-being of Americans, especially in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The refugee cap was cut to 18,000 last year, but only roughly half that many refugees were let in, as increased vetting and the coronavirus have slowed arrivals. The president typically sets yearly refugee levels around the beginning of each fiscal year. Under the U.S. law, the president must consult Congress before finalizing the annual number of refugees it plans to accept, but the determination is ultimately up to the White House. The administration has proposed including a $20 billion extension in the aid for the battered airline industry and in new stimulus proposals to House Democrats worth over $1.5 trillion. This is VOA News. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has told a German magazine that Russian President Vladimir Putin was behind his suspected poisoning and stressed that he was not afraid. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin in August after falling ill on a domestic flight. He received treatment in the hospital for what Germany said was poisoning by a potentially deadly nerve agent before being discharged in September. The West has demanded an explanation from the Kremlin, which has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see any evidence of a crime. President Trump appears to be ignoring a deadline to establish how many refugees will be allowed to the United States next year. Failure to meet the deadline raises uncertainty about the future of the 40-year-old resettlement program that has been dwindling under the administration. The 1980 Refugee Act requires presidents to issue the determination by October 1st for the fiscal year with only hours. The president did not make that decision. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Wednesday pledged to improve gasoline output and distribution in the fuel-starved nation as a second of three Iranian tankers carrying fuel entered the South American country's waters. The once prosperous OPEC nation is struggling under a collapsing oil industry and U.S. sanctions that have crippled imports and exports, resulting in snaking lines of drivers waiting for gasoline at state-run oil company Petrolis de Venezuela stations. As part of the new plan, Maduro said that he would be detailing in the coming days what Venezuelans would be expected to do. So far, it is assumed that they will be limited to filling their tanks on certain days, depending on their license plate numbers. Wednesday, a U.S. court approved an $800 million settlement for victims of America's worst mass shooting, a rampage that left 58 people dead, more than 800 people wounded in Las Vegas. In October of 2017, a man opened fire with rifles from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, using more than 1,000 rounds and killing people and shooting people among a crowd attending an outdoor country music festival. MGM Resorts International Casino's owner will pay $49 million of its own funds, while the remainder is to come from insurers, according to the court. An earlier statement said that it does not amount to an admission of liability. Music.